Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello and welcome to the show today. I wish everyone much love, peace, and abundance in everything they're doing. I want to start the show out with that intention. I do that all the time, but I don't always say that to you, and I want to say that right from the very beginning. We have a lot out there that's transforming in the world today, and we see a lot of the things we don't want to see, but it's now time to choose something different. It's time to choose a world filled with love. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. I want you to call in, talk to me about it. We have a lot of things going on out there, but when we focus on that, we're not acknowledging that love is ready to come in. And I want to talk and focus on the positive side of life. Let's give that some energy today together and give that more of a focus. And I call it joining the movement of a world filled with love, because more and more every day people are doing that. And I'm very much about that, no matter what it is I'm doing. And that's what I want to do. I want to put hope back into the world. That's my intention with everything that I do. That's my intention to help someone find that there is a possibility and a solution to everything in life with a challenge. But we have to choose it. We have to choose it, and we have to embrace it, and we have to allow it in. I find that most of the people that are frustrated or don't feel like they deserve love or it doesn't happen to them, the good things don't happen to them, are usually the ones that also don't allow people to help them either. So think about that. I want to open the phone lines up. So if you're out there and you do want to call in, the number is 1-800-930-2819. The number again is 1-800-930-2819. And before we dive into that, a couple of announcements. And we have a winner from last week, so we want to announce that as well. But this weekend is the fourth annual Spiritual Film Festival in New York City, and I will be there. If you're out and about and you want to come to the festival, come say hello to me. Let's meet in person and say hello. I will be there on November 10th. The festival is at the Meta Center, and it runs from November 7th through the 10th. I will be there on Sunday the 10th for the Women's Empowerment Films. And I will also be joining the panel discussion afterwards with several other film directors, producers, and experts in the field. So it's going to be a great day. The spiritual films can be very inspirational and uplifting, and a very refreshing change from what we see with the things out there that are frightening. So it's very empowering to watch films like this. I absolutely love them. Last week we had a wonderful show with a film director from the movie Femme, and his name was Emmanuel Etier. And that was a Sharon Stone film that we had all those people in from last week. And we also had the curator on from the New York City Spiritual Film Festival. So if you are wanting tickets or you want to look a little bit more into coming out this weekend, if you're in the New York City area, check out that website. That's newrealities.com. And that's where you can get all the information, phone numbers, tickets, everything like that. I also have it posted on my site, my website, jenroyster.com, J-E-N-N-R-O-Y-S-T-E-R. And now for the announcement of the winners for the two free tickets for the film festival. Congratulations to Anna Vera. She has won two free passes to the Spiritual Film Festival in New York City. So congratulations, Anna. You have won those tickets. Now, I want everybody to think about what would it be like if there was one thing you could do differently to bring love into the world. What do you see that you could do? Instead of being angry, instead of putting out blame, instead of it being about what somebody else is doing wrong, what could you do differently? Think about that. What could you do differently? What would you love if you could leave your children with a world that was peaceful and loving? Bringing your children up in a world like that, showing your children that there's options and we can choose differently. You know, generations past, it was a bit of a do it this way or it's not going to work. You know, it was very rigid with that. And we're coming out of that as a humanity in the whole. We're coming out of that thinking where this is the way it is and that's all we're going to get. We're learning that there's new possibilities. We're emerging into new realms of potential. And now, if you're coming out of that old thinking, you're learning how to bridge across and create it and allow it in because it's not, you're not used to that. A lot of the children coming in today are already, you know, hey, this is, you know, they have this wonder and this light inside of them that we don't want to squash down. We want to keep that flourishing, but their childhoods are very different from what we had before and before us. So we are a generation of transition, big transition, kind of the frontiers, you know. We're out there clearing the way. And this is a big heroic job, really, for the people that are here today doing that for the future of humanity. I want to talk about what we can do to help continue that to flourish in a positive way. The intention to love, releasing an old pattern or an old belief system that's not working for you anymore, and embracing one that does, is big in a transformative way. Not fighting, not blaming, just really taking that inward journey, looking at what you can do personally to shift and change. These are all big ideas, but they're not impossible. And one step at a time, every person on this planet can contribute to that. Every person on this planet can find happiness and they can send and receive love and it can be a beautiful place. Think about that. When we come back, we're going to keep talking about this. How can you join the movement of a world filled with love? I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. If you're just tuning in, please stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
If you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, if you want a book that will change your life, then you won't want to miss getting Sandy Brewer's compelling memoir, Pursuit of a Light. Get it now in our holiday gift sale for only $9.97. Plus, receive Sandy's special gift to you of her amazing audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. Go to sandybrewer.com, click the book tab to place your order, and at checkout, use the coupon code HOLIDAY. Get the sale package valued at over $40 for only $9.97 today at sandybrewer.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show if you're just tuning in. And today we're talking about joining a movement of a world filled with love and how you can be a part of that. We have plenty of things going on in the world today that are causing us challenge, distress. We're worrying, we're fretting. But one of the things that we want to look at is truly turning inward and finding that empowerment within ourselves where we can make a difference and choose differently. And it doesn't cost anything to choose what I'm talking about. It doesn't cost anything. But what is true healing? True healing is when you go within and we're looking at the heart of the matter. We're looking at a shift in your intention. You're releasing the negative patterns that have kept things blocked. And this goes deep. And a lot of people, we're running around, we're busy, we don't have time to turn inward. It's all about what somebody else is doing. We're suspicious of what they're doing. We don't trust. This is where we want to turn inward. It's not about the other outside anything, people, anything that's going on. You want to turn inward. You want to turn inward and be with who you are and what's going on with you. What could you do to improve that? What could you shift? Where are you not letting love in? And like I said at the beginning, the biggest thing here in not feeling like you have a world filled with love in your own world is that you don't allow it in. It's very easy to do a lot for other people, but if you're only giving, you can be resentful because you don't feel like you're getting anything back. It can be very draining. There is that balance. We hear about that in the different teachings. But it is a give and receive, and it's supposed to be balanced. Your life here was not intended to be suffering. It was supposed to be a beautiful life, so you don't have to, and you can shift it. You could be in a position where you have absolutely nothing right now, and it can shift for you. It can shift in a big way, and it will start with the energy of intention that you truly want something different, that you will allow it in. It means that you may have to go head to head with your ego and maybe some stubborn patterns you're not quite ready to let go of. The thing with unconditional divine love is it can wait indefinitely for you. It won't rush you. It won't force you. It will wait till you're ready, but you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait. And true healing really comes in when you're allowing it in. And it really does shift that position, perspective of the way it used to be. I mean, if you have things that you just, this is the way we've always done it, or you feel very rigid about that, and that just doesn't work anymore, start looking and exploring that now. What could you do a little bit differently? Is it a belief? Is it just a habit? Is it an addiction? Is it a mental discipline you just need to strengthen? You know, I need to love myself enough to do this for myself. Because when you do that, now you are contributing to everybody else around you and everybody else that's out there in the world. And that's one of the biggest challenges people have with, well, that just sounds like I'm being selfish. That's because you believe that it is. And it's not selfish. It is allowing love in. How can you give love if you don't allow it in? It has to go both ways. You may find yourself, and the lessons that can happen, let me tell you, you can have gentle lessons and it can be easy, or, you know, maybe you have to learn a little bit tougher. All of us have had them, but some people seem to like those more. I don't know. It seems like, well, why does that always seem to be so intense for that particular person? It sometimes takes going into that depth of what I call the dark night of the soul. And, you know, we've heard that phrase before out there. But it's a term that means you don't know how much you're capable of till you're in a different perspective. You may not appreciate what you had till you don't have it. You lose things, or, you know, there's been a loss. And this is not to say that God's out there doing this to you. Everything is a choice. Everything is a choice that we make. And my intention with this show is that we can choose a much different path. We don't have to keep repeating and then keep repeating that we experience the same things. Because if you keep going the same way, you're just going to keep repeating the same patterns. So major different things in your life, you're looking at that, wow, I really don't want this to keep happening again. Start with that one. It's probably going to be the one that you have to face a couple of things you really don't want to face, including a few fears. But it will be the best thing you've ever done for yourself and for everybody that knows you and for everybody that you touch out there in that world. You will be bringing love back into your corner of the world when you do that. And it's a very big way you do that. Now, I've been seeing, as you know, I'm intuitive. So I have been getting quite a bit of activity lately. And it's been interesting because I'm hearing, I'm seeing, I'm feeling all kinds of things. And I've had visions. It's been quite a bit recently in a very active way in the last month. And angels are just pouring in and they're just, it was lining up, being ready to just come in here full force. I think that we're on a verge of a huge shift. I think it's going to be over a period of a few years from what I'm seeing. But angels are flooding here. They want to help us so much. They want to help you understand it. They want to support you. And the biggest thing that I'm feeling with a push, as you know, I did the show on intuitive children a couple of weeks ago. I'm seeing quite a bit of activity with that. And I'm going to be getting a lot more active with that because I'm feeling that nudge from my angels and my spirit, spirit guides, everything. You know, God, it's just like the children of tomorrow, the parents out there need help. Parents have children coming up. They seem super, super intelligent. They're so advanced. They are seeing things. They have all this stuff going on. They might be having night terrors, et cetera. And the parents are like, I don't know what to do with this. I don't want to see children just medicated before you really understand that you have a child that's connected. You have a child that needs a little bit more understanding that you may not understand completely what they're experiencing, but to really bond with them and to help them. So now that was the show I did a couple of weeks ago. If you missed it, if you want to listen to that. But there's a lot going on with that. The angels are coming in. It's like, we have to work on the shift now. We are that transitional point. We are the the fork in the road that needs to take a different direction right now. So we need to look at that on what can we do differently to help the future generations coming in? What can we do to help us thrive right now? And you can do both at the same time. You absolutely can. We can enjoy this with them as we're bringing them up. It's not too late for us. It's never too late. It's never too late. You could be 95 years old. I don't care if you're 95 or 25. It's never too late. It's never too late. And if you believe it's too late for you, then that's what you're choosing. But it's never too late. No matter what happens, no matter how much you have to pick yourself back up and climb out of that hole or get back on that horse or whatever it is you have to do. I've had to do it several times in my life. I know how this feels because I've had to do it. And when it happens again, I'll do it again. And because it has always been the best thing. And I always find that I may have gone through something very challenging, very painful, very, very intense. But you know what? I'm going to learn what I got to learn from it. And then I'm going to pick myself back up and I'm going to move forward. And I always move forward even further, knowing that I was stronger than I was before. And I share that with you because you can do the same thing. There's no reason why you can't do it. The only reason you can't do it in your mind is you think you can't, but you can. It's a simple choice of, you know what? Start with an intention. I never thought I could, but you know what? I'm going to put the intention out there. Ask the angels for help. Ask God for help. I am going to say, I can do this. I can change this. I have intention, and I really want to find a way to shift that. So start with that, and then you might be quite surprised how some synchronicities may start to come in. If you have this intention shift, that's the beginning of shifting it all, because now you've shifted the energy of your thought. You've humbled it. Maybe you're not so stubborn about it being this way, or you're right, they're wrong, et cetera, et cetera. These are big deal things, and when we shift that, I mean, are we also focused on the judgment of what somebody else is doing to the point where, how are they trying to get me? How are they trying to take from me? How are they trying to undermine me, manipulate me? Now, this is a very skeptical side of thinking, because there's been pain out there in the world. I'm not denying that. It's been out there. It's happened to all of us. But how can we shift that energy so we don't attract that anymore to ourselves? That's what we want to talk about. We want to talk about, well, how can I put the intention out that I don't want that anymore? I want relationships that support me, that it's a balance of love back and forth, whether it's a relationship, a romantic relationship within your family, between your children, between coworkers, a business venture, whatever that might be, this can apply to that in every way. It starts with that intention of shifting your heart, releasing the anger, the resentment, the blame on somebody else, the blame on whatever, and taking it and turning around, looking in the mirror and going, okay, what is it that I'm avoiding by putting that blame outside of myself? What is it that I'm avoiding? And then you turn it around. And you look for those answers and you ask for help and you allow it. You're not going to receive any love unless you ask and allow it in. So think about the things in your life that you could start with a simple shift of intention. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're continuing on. If you'd like to call in, if you have a question, if you want to have a read with angels, we can do that as well. See what the angels have for you, but it's always going to be about what you're going to receive or accept. The number is 1-800-930-2819 if you'd like to call in. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. We'll be right back after the break.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Get your shift together with Dr. Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden Saturday, November 16th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Seattle Center for Spiritual Living for this collaboration between two of the most inspiring teachers, highlighting their unique paths as they explore the latest scientific studies and how this information can empower you during this critical period of our history. Making a difference in the world starts with you. To register, go to joedispenza.com/events. That's joedispenza.com/events.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey? You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show, and we've been talking about joining the movement of a world filled with peace and a world filled with love and peace, and how you can be a part of this and choose this. When we choose it all together, we're going to just accelerate this world into a world that's peaceful and loving and what I like to call home sweet home, which would be very nice. Now, we have a caller. We're going to bring the caller on in just a moment, so hang on. But let's go back to the angels for a moment. How can they help us? They help us by guiding us. They help us by gently lining up and, you know, lining up these different synchronicities. You may discover someone says something, or it's kind of like putting these little pieces together and finding the little breadcrumbs through life that line it all up and guide you in that direction on your journey. And to be quite honest, I do it daily. I ask every day, how may I serve? I do it every morning. And if I forget to do it, it really, really feels different. And then I'll end up just in the middle of the day or at night going, oh my goodness, I didn't ask. So I'm going to ask right now. And it just, for me, it's so important to ask that, because when I do that, I'm bringing them in to guide me on the best and highest outcome that I can do to send love out and to receive it as well. And that's not to get taken advantage of by anybody. That's not to give and then feel drained because it's not balanced. That's not healthy either. It's not to be a people pleaser. It's not to be any of that. It's to be my true, authentic self. And that means we speak up sometimes. So there's many things that they can do to guide us. I mean, how is it affecting you? Where are you? Do you believe that you deserve it? Do you believe you deserve happiness? Let's bring on a caller. This is Candace from Colorado. Hello, Candace.
Good morning, Jen. How are you?
Hello. How are you today?
I am lovely. Thank you. Enjoying your message very much today.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. I'm feeling very nudged. I'm talking about how the angels will nudge you, and I feel like they keep pushing on my shoulder, and they'll tell me things in the middle of the break today. This is a very channeled show, I believe, because, you know, and they have been doing that because they want to keep me on a timeline for things to go to the best outcome for what I'm doing. But let's hear from you. Now, what can we do for you today?
Well, you were offering angel reads, and, you know, I communicate with my angels, probably not as often as you do, but just a few things that you just said were very poignant in that I put messages, I write messages on my bathroom mirror in eraser marker, and so every day something will change, something new will come, and this "how may I serve" quote is going to go up on my mirror. So that it reminds me daily,
I like
how
that.
May I serve? How, you know, guide me to service, because I, like you, am big on service. And what is my, you know, what can I do next, or how best may I serve? So I really, really appreciated that right then, and that's going up on my mirror.
Well, you know, I like the fact that you're putting it in the mirror, because when you're looking in the mirror, that's what we've been talking about in the show, because you need to go within. You need to reflect and go into the person you see in the mirror. That's who you're going inside of, you know, deep inside for that shift. So if you have that reminder right there, I really like that, Candace. And it's like, you know, I'm glad that you called in and shared that. We haven't even gotten to your reading yet, but I'm really glad you shared that. I like that idea a lot. I put little stickers.
Oh,
and
great.
I have sacred geometry shapes that are very powerful with their intention, along with my crystals. Right around, you know, I have all kinds of stuff. I mean, I have candles going, and it sounds kind of gothic-y the way I'm saying it, but it's not.
I love
candles. I love the natural light. I love the different crystals. And like today, I have the round sphere out. I have a clear quartz sphere out because that's clearing, and it's an intention of love for the world. So I do a lot of things with intention with physical items, and you can do that. I mean, that's what rituals are. What is your question for the angels?
Wow, Hello? That's so big. You know, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I wasn't sure if you were there or not. Did you hear what I said? What is your question for the angels?
What is my question?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like the question you have that you just put out. How better may I serve? Where do I need to? What is my highest and best?
Okay. One of the big things that I'm getting for you, when I saw that your name was up in the queue, was obviously you're a creative soul. We know that. But your dreams, are you dreaming a lot? Are you dreaming?
Not that I'm recalling. Not awake dreams.
Oh,
or not asleep dreams, I should say. Not that I'm recalling.
But you have a lot of visions and daydreaming, kind of like the way you dream it to be in your waking hours?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's what this is about. Those dreams need to be taken a little more seriously. I'm also getting a really strong indication that you may be one of the indigos. Have you ever heard that before?
Yes.
Have you heard I feel that you are. You have a very sensitive soul. There's a lot of giving.
I'm one of the first.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
I said I'm one of the first. I don't know any other way to explain that.
That's okay. Well, the indigo is a generation of children. Like we were talking about, that are coming in and shifting. And there's a lot on the planet now because they've been coming in, and we're kind of that frontier that is about moving and shifting. You have a lot of activism, passion within your soul. What it feels like is that you're looking for the direction to put that into play. How can you best do what you're, because you're very passionate about a lot of things, almost to the point where it's so much flowing out that it's not stopping for 2 minutes so it can come back to you. Do you ever feel like it's always going out more than it's coming back in?
Occasionally, yes. I'm learning to meditate a little bit more deeply and a little bit longer to help bring back the energy, and changing my diet and bringing in new supplements, and because my body is changing at that time of life. And so, a lot of the energy does go out. So I'm doing new things to bring the energy back in.
See, that's beautiful, because that's a self-love act, because now you're allowing love back in when you're nurturing and shifting and doing things that help improve your physical health or emotional health or any of it. You're balancing that out. So that's great. What I see for you is that sometimes I feel with you have a lot of passion with what you do and what you believe in. But I feel sometimes that it's a frustration that other people aren't appreciating it. Like, how come they don't see it this way? Or you've come from a place like this. I don't know. I can feel that around you. Is that you, or is that somebody around you?
I think it's probably somebody around me,
I feel a frustration, like they don't feel like they're heard, or they don't feel like, this is so important. How come you don't see it the same way I do? That's what I'm picking up. Okay. Now, that's in your energy field. Bottom line, it's in your energy field. The angels were bringing in right away about your dreams, that they're very important. And it is about whether you're awake or you're asleep. And it's about not being afraid of those dreams. Like, sometimes we feel like we dream about things that are so big, they must be impossible to do. They're not impossible if you take little steps along the way. Like, if you did something each day that was in that direction, even if it was very minuscule, like even if it was just writing down and organizing a note, putting those affirmations out there will help to start to draw you toward that more. The angels will start to bring in more messages where it'll start to line up synchronicities. For a very long time, for my whole life, I have known that I was a very intuitive child. And then I went for a long time, just to give you an example, Candace, I went for a very long time, I have children and stuff like that, but I don't really want to, I didn't feel the draw. I wasn't aligned with it in the frequency. Once I aligned with it, it opened up completely. And now it's like, oh my gosh, I cannot wait to help these children, especially when they're all calling, all these parents are calling. So that's an example of what I mean. Sometimes what we want is not aligned yet with the frequency. So you're looking to find steps along the way to align that frequency.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. It does.
It does. Yeah. You're a very deep person with a lot of beautiful heart energy in everything you do. So emotionally, you feel it more. You feel it a lot too, empathically, I'm sure.
It sometimes seems more so the older I get, but I did listen to the most recent show that you had about children, and I have a 6-year-old, and she has very similar experiences that you explained, and so it dealing with her, I'm looking for my highest best in dealing with her as well, and some of these dreams and such have to do with her.
Right. Okay, that's making sense.
And myself as well.
That's making sense, and I want you to hang on because I want to finish out with that.
Sure.
Because that's making so much sense.
Absolutely.
Stay on the line. We have to take a break. Can you stay with us for a moment?
I will do.
Okay, just stay there. We're taking a break. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. We're talking about joining the movement, A World Filled with Love. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
And I'm Dr. Jen, and you're listening to the Jen Royster Show, and we're wrapping it up, and I have on the line with me Candace from Colorado. And Candace, you were about to tell me about your six-year-old daughter, because this is also about the future generations. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
My daughter, I don't know any other way to put this. She doesn't like to sleep in her own bedroom because she sees things and she sees people. Mm-hmm. And so I tried the best I can to encourage her and let her know that whatever gift she has and whatever she's seeing is okay and we can talk about it. And I never want to make her feel as if what she's seeing or what she's talking about or what she's doing is wrong, per
right.
se. And
no, that's
so,
perfect.
Is
that the biggest thing? Is it seem to be the same people all the time, or is it all over the place? Or
you know, I've never asked her.
Okay,
she's
well, you know what?
To see angels,
I would say, first and foremost, absolutely teach her how to call on Archangel Michael because he's the protector. And then a lot of times I was this way as well. You know, it's very difficult. I don't see her needing a whole lot of sleep either. They don't usually need to take many naps or sleep much. But what I, you know, you want to have the light on. You want to allow her to have a little bit of light in the room. And instead of like a TV or a, you know, music is good. Music is good if it's the right frequency of music. It can really soothe, and angels love the music. But it can help the child to feel more connected to, if she's going to be connected, allow her to connect with the angels versus all the stuff that's frightening her, because angels aren't going to scare you.
Okay. Well, she does have a light on, and we put a nice little night light on, and it shines behind a picture of Jesus, which she likes.
Mm-hmm.
And she listens to Enya, and she listens to, she likes crickets. So we put crickets on a lot from her, and that seems to really help her, you know, go to sleep. She loves the crickets. I don't know what that is, but
insect. You're talking about the noise of the insect, the cricket, right?
The noise of the cricket.
I mean, that's what you're talking about? Okay. Was there a group out there about named Cricket that I didn't know? I thought, I like that. She has a natural connection to the environment. You see what I mean with that?
Right. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And so that's beautiful. She's probably going to be very drawn to environmental things, like positively. If they soothe her, that's her connection. Because I know that what that feels like when I go out in nature. I feel that as well. Another thing that can help is with the children that I work with, that I've worked with here in my area – they put the big old salt, the Himalayan salt lamp, or they put the one of the crystals that helps them feel a little better. They put those in their room as well, and the parents are doing that, and that's really helping them. They're about 5 years old. These are 5-year old boys, and it's helping them. But the biggest thing that helps them is to know that they have empowerment to call on the angels for safety. And that whatever's there frightening them, they can tell that to leave. Because angels aren't going to frighten you. That's the thing. If it's pushing, and take – this is what I wanted to tell you. Take an interest a little bit more detailed. Ask her to be more specific. Like show an interest in it. Like, I mean, I know you're interested in it, but show her that more of an interest in what is it that you're seeing, you know. Let's talk about this. Let's investigate this a little bit. Allow her to logic and reason it out a little bit, because that is important, that we don't feel like we're losing our logic. Okay. Does that make sense?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. And I've tried to get her to talk about it occasionally, but she seems to shy away from it a little bit. And I don't want to scare her, but I also want to encourage her to talk about it.
Right. The best thing to do is not to try to pull it out of them. If they don't want to go there, you're right. You don't want to force that. But when it comes up again, you know, like go back to the room. It's like, well, let me go in there and have a little chat with these whatevers that are in there bothering you. Like, let's see what's going on, you know? Like, show her that mom is fearless.
Okay.
And that because you're a physical protector, you see, in the physical world.
Okay.
And she, you know, like, oh, mom's going to bat for me, you know, kind of a thing. I mean, sometimes it's looking under the bed in the closet and saying, you need to leave my daughter's room now. You can do that for your children. And then that teaches them how to do that. But they also feel that support of the parent as well. They need to, one of the biggest things I've found is that they need to feel like they're being taken seriously. They need to know that they're not just ignoring me. They're not telling me I'm overreacting. And then parents sometimes get confused that they might be being manipulated by the child because she's just trying to stay up longer and things like that. I mean, these are all things that come into play. But one of the big things before I let you go is about those dreams.
Uh-huh.
And here's the interesting thing that seems to be going hand in hand with what we were just talking about. The strongest message I'm getting for you coming from, and this is coming from what feels to be your guardian angel to me, it's the angels that are around you, is that they want you to dream your dreams that you have when you're awake, whether you're awake or asleep, that's irrelevant. Dream fearlessly. Don't hold yourself back, because I feel and this goes into that logic part again, I feel that part of you, part of your logic is trying to overanalyze, like, well, that's unrealistic. And it kind of is shooting down your dreams. It's not allowing you to shoot for the sky.
Okay.
So, yeah, dreams, there is no limit. Go for it. You know, the higher you shoot, why not? But, you know, there is the steps you take in between, and that's where the logic comes in. It's like, okay, I see this huge dream for me. What can I do realistically right now today toward that? So that was the biggest message I was getting for you with the dreams. And then also it's going to help your daughter. And Candace, I want to thank you for calling in.
I've got to hurry up
because I'm running out of time, but it was wonderful to talk to you. And
thank you.
I do hope that this helps you.
It does. I love it. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Candace. Bye-bye. And for those that are interested, in any private reads or you want to learn a little bit more about me, if you're new to my show, please go over to jenroyster.com. That's JenRoyster.com. You can book private reads. I do them by phone anywhere, wherever you are in the world. And if you're in the New York City area this weekend, I will be at the 4th Annual Spiritual Film Festival at the Meta Center. You can go over to newrealities.com to find out more information about tickets or the schedule, because it's running for a few days. I'll be over there on November 10th for the Women's Empowerment Films, and I'll be on the panel discussion with other producers and directors and experts that were involved with the films. This is a big time, and we've been talking about filling a world with love. I say inundate it with love. Shower it with love. Flood it, let it flood in. Ask every day how you may serve. How can I send some love out there? And then ask, how can I receive a little love today? And watch that grow bigger and bigger day by day. That's an incredible way to learn how to be balanced, and we can all change this world together. I want to thank you for listening. I appreciate all of the listeners. You are being sent much love and light today. We will see you next week here on The Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com. Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable, with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home, is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. And visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, Seven Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the Seven Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. Hippocrates said, "Let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food." You can acquire perfect health by eating properly, but most people don't know how to do it. You're not going to find out by watching TV shows and news or reading the latest diet book. I teach you how to eat your way to perfect wellness through a customized program. When you are ready to stop messing around with your diet and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio. the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.